Snažil jsem se navázat na tu svou zkušenost před těch 4 asi dnů, kdy jsem zažil takový to neosobní vnímání myšlenek a emocí. Takhle jasně už jsem to teda poté teda neprožil. Někdy to tam tak jakoby samo naskočilo, ale ne už tak jasně. A někdy jsem to vnímal jenom jakoby na té racionální úrovni, že to tak zkrátka je, ale ne na té prožitkové.
So he was trying to follow up on the experience he had last time when he had an experience of like of everything being non-self, all the thoughts and emotions. But it was never like that after that.
Why was he trying to follow up? Was he trying to get it again?
I think so. But jakože proč se to snažil jako následovat jako nebo pokračovat v tom? Jako jestli se snažil získat znova tu zkušenost.
Tak je to příjemný to utrpení tam zkrátka není, když se člověk nestotožňuje s těma myšlenkama a s těma emocema, tak je to velmi příjemný.
It's because it's very pleasant if you don't you know identify with your emotions and feelings and thoughts.
Unfortunately, insights cannot be made to come. You didn't get the insight before because you were trying to get it. So how could you get it when you are trying to get it?
Takže bohužel vhledy nemůže člověk jako získat, protože ani předtím, než si ten vlastně vhled měl, tak se ho nesnažil získat, takže prostě to nejde.
If he thinks about how he was practicing when he had the insight, he's not thinking about it at all. So he has to go back to practicing simple like that without any expectation.
Takže když by si třeba zkusil vzpomenout na to, jak si praktikoval předtím, než si měl ten vhled, tak bys vlastně věděl, že v tu chvíli si vůbec vlastně nepřemýšlel o tom. Takže musíš zase zpátky a praktikovat stejným způsobem jako předtím.
V těch 4 dnech jsem snažil se být ostražitý vůči těm myšlenkám. Chytal jsem je tak jakoby docela brzo a než mě teda stačili nějak rozrušit. A snažil jsem se, nebo viděl jsem je, že je důležitější ten přítomný okamžik, než ten myšlenkový proces. To jsem tam jakoby zažíval, jo. To jsem, do toho jsem se nějak necpal, ale...
Myslíš, jako ten příběh té myšlenky není tak důležitý?
Že není tak důležitý jako ten přítomný okamžik, takže to bylo docela takový jako příjemný.
Yeah, the good experience was that he was trying to see his thoughts and catch them before they would unfold, right? And he was aware that these thoughts are like... He could understand that it's more important to be in the present moment with what's happening than with the story of the thought.
This happened. This
yes,
this
yes,
days.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, bapilas ro tu atwiriyo ma pikin tibo chosa nida. Ero ma pikin sura sozo ti bo chosa ra. Ero tu belo kanza le sura ti ra po kaun ne po tu alo kanza.
Ti ra po a kaun.
Ti ra po kaun. Piso pa ma shi ya sik po ne lu kaun.
Ya en pira.
Alo ti ra.
Okay, that's good.
Dobrý.
No a jenom pořád tam mám samozřejmě to napětí za tím čelem, ono se tam občas objevuje, tak mě to nějakým způsobem limituje. Musím zvolnit v tom sezení nebo třeba nějaký vynechat. Spíš tak jakoby večer třeba, že pak už třeba nějaký to... Chtěl bych sedět jako dál, jo, ale radši to jako vynechat.
He still has the tension behind the forehead sometimes, you know, it comes and goes. Somehow he thinks that it limits him a bit because sometimes he would like to sit longer in the evening, but he knows that he shouldn't.
Tu gaun nau ka tin a twa lai la la a myae ro ma shi u da mae tu a ra tu o ho ata si phit de lo tu khan sa de ba so ta kha le nyat ni chain tu cha cha thai nyen thai lo ma ya ba so thai yin da tet la mae
ho cha cha tu a thai ne thai cha cha thai yin su sai mi la o na pyo tu remember me ne pyan mae la.
Because if he sits too long, his mind will start concentrating. So that's not helpful. So he cannot do that. The other thing is, if the mind remembers that, it will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ta věc je taková, že když sedíš moc dlouho, tak vlastně začne se mysl automaticky koncentrovat a pak se to objeví. Další věc je ta, že když si mysl jako vzpomene na tu tenzi, tak se to objeví taky.
And in some ways this is not even real anymore. The mind keeps thinking that this will happen. Maybe some fear that it will arise and then so it's always there. Mm-hmm. Mentally, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Takže vlastně i když si mysl vlastně o tom začne přemýšlet, tak začne mít strach z toho, že se to tam vznikne a ono to tam vznikne. Takže vlastně jako mentálně se to takhle projevuje. Že to není vlastně reálná věc. No, že to vytváří mysl.
Tu jim cílu dovolat, a naše to tam jim, a naše to jim tu resistance level, tu mě senzami, pěnám pěnpou.
Yeah, he says you must think of it as not important. If you think that it's a limitation for you, then your mind will not like it. If the mind doesn't like it, it will remember it. If it remembers it, it will come back. So.
Yeah. Takže vlastně je dobrý nepřemýšlet o tom, jako, že to je něco důležitého. Je lepší jako, to nechat být, nepřemýšlet o tom, jako, že tě to limituje, protože vždycky, když se na to vzpomeneš a začneš mít tenhle přístup, tak to začne znova a bude to stále přicházet.
Chci jenom poděkovat Zajadovi, organizátorům a tlumočníkům. Bez nich bych byl ztracen. A těším se zase na brzký zásad s ním.
So he would like to thank Zajado and all the translators, interpreters and everybody. And he's looking forward for the next retreat.
Yeah, Jesus tenere. No se kaule tu. Since sound ni mer.
Lama.
Yes, he will be back.
I'll be back.
Přijde zpátky.
I'll be back.
Terminator.
Like a Terminator.
It's a line from the Terminator.
Že jako Terminator, přijde zpátky.
I'll be back.
Vůbec.
Já se připájám k tomu poděkování. A těším se na nové stretnutí.
Yeah, she would like to thank again and she's looking forward to meet Sado again.
No, a z praxi také maličkosti, ano, že mi pomohla paměť, keď jsem si na Čankamani dávala otázku, že kdo chodí, takže či mysl, či ta paměť si vzpomenula, že už mi to ukázala.
Mm-hmm.
Prostě, že je to, že to nechodím já, a že je to přirozený proces.
Mm-hmm. So what helped her in the meditation was that when she was walking, she gave herself a question like, who is walking?
Mm.
And she remembered that, you know, she already experienced that in the past, that, you know, it's a natural...
Doma mala tu skúsenosť.
Yes, in the past when she was practicing at home, she had the experience of, you know, that this is just a natural process.
Mm.
He understands when you speak.
Yeah. That's all.
Všimám si. Ještě jsem měla také, že jsem přecházela na zvukovou bránu a zrazu jsem si uvědomila, že ta všímavost, co byla předtím, má vlastně tam čekala. Mm-hmm. Že ako keby bola tá všímavosť stále so mnou, proste všade.
Mm-hmm. And then she had an experience when she switched to hearing and suddenly she felt that the mindfulness or the awareness was there before and it's like experience of the awareness is present all the time, everywhere.
Čára ohle, tí lajde všema, seka, čára, tadia jen láda lúbere, So he says, be more aware of hearing. Because it seems to trigger her sense of the awareness.
So it's better for her to be aware of hearing, right? Yeah. Okay. Jo, takže je dobrý pro tebe vlastně být všímavá toho slyšení, protože zdá se, že to jako spouští tu všímavost pro tebe.
Not better, yeah. Just not better.
Not better.
You're not better.
nebo nedá se říct, že by to bylo lepší, jako prostě, protože všechny objekty jsou stejný. Jo. No.
Tak, já jsem to nebrala na objekt, ale že hurá, je tam.
Yeah, she, but it might be a trigger for her. This morning, Seattle was doing Qigong, and when he closed his eyes, then all the sounds were inside. When he opened his eyes, all the sounds were outside.
Dneska ráno vlastně Sayado dělal Qigong a Qigong. No, 5:30 chodíme. A že když měl zavřený oči, tak všechny ty zvuky byly uvnitř. A když otevřel oči, tak všechny ty zvuky vnímal vně, venku.
Že dobrý.
Co? That's good.
What?
That's good, she says.
Dobrý.
Dobrý.
To je. It is all. Thank you.
Já moc nevím, co říct, protože informace, které získám postupně o všímavosti a celém tom procesu, na kterém všichni jako pracujete tady, mám většinou od Adama. A to, co zažívám, je určitě to, že při těch třeba vedených meditacích mě se zlepšuje koncentrace mnohem víc. A vnímám se jakoby lehčejc, jednodušejc a bez úsilí, ale s větší koncentrací.
Co ti myslíš, jako s větší koncentrací? Jako, že to je kontinuálnější?
Jo, nebo? Je to tak, jako, že to je jednodušší, jako proto vnímá třeba jednu věc, která prostě jako běží jo, a jenom. Jako si ji všímá. A po tady tom stavu já pak, když se jako zvednu a teď jako začínám mít ty další věmy, tak se mi mnohem jednodušejc vnímá. Vnímají jako ty podněty takový, jako že ta mysl jako někam chce, něco by jako udělala. A v ten moment dokážu jako klíčovat i proč se to jako děje zase zpátky a zůstávat v tom klidu. A daří se mi to pak jako nastavit.
Počkej, já to přeložím. So she like in the meditation, sitting meditation, during the guided sitting, she feels that the awareness is better and also it's getting a little bit more concentrated, so the mind has a tendency to be aware of just one object. Then when the sitting is finished, then when she get up, she feels that there are other things happening in the mind, all the triggers and motivations of the mind come up and she's aware of that. And when she stays aware of that, the calm somehow continues from that sitting.
ตัวไทยเนี่ยแหละเฉยมาตัวไอ้อุเซนตริเปเนี่ยแหละเฉยมาตูตมาดิเนี่ยตက်ละยินตัวอายุตะคู่มาตัวไส้ตัวออเลยสึกอ่ะถ่าไหลเนาะยันใหญ่เนี่ยだแม้อเปญหาริแล้วตีเลยだแม้ไอ้ใหญ่หน้าโตเตวออกลงอย่าเลยบ่เสร็จตีเนี่ยเนาะตะคู่แท้ส่วนตะคู่แท้ส่วนตัวอายุเป็ดอยู่ยောက်ตัวลูก
If
she gets focused into one object, it's because she's paying too much attention to the object. So if she can know the awareness, she should turn her attention to the awareness.
Mm-hmm. Takže pokud vlastně v tom sezení vidíš pouze jenom jeden objekt, tak to znamená, že mu věnuješ příliš mnoho pozornosti. To znamená, že v tu chvíli, pokud tohle cítíš, tak je lepší obrátit se na tu pozornost samotnou.
Can she know her awareness?
Seš si vědomá té pozornosti toho, že se vlastně mysl na něco dívá, že se na něco koncentruje?
Asi tak. Vedení se mi to děje spíš do té hluboké koncentrace a když jsem tam jako sama v tom sezení, tak je to zase jednodušší v tomhle. Jakoby.
Yeah, it depends. When there is a sitting, guided sitting meditation, then it goes into more deeper concentration. When she sits on her own, then it's more open.
So he wants her to get out of that concentration, not to go into it. So he wants her to keep going back to the awareness, always checking.
Awareness will happen.
Yeah, even if the object is one, but always checking, is the awareness there? Is the awareness there? Then the mind will not get into
go through the awareness to the object.
Yes, yeah.
Don't stay with the object, but go to the awareness. Yeah.
Takže jako se do tě radí, abys vlastně jako nezůstávala v nějakém hlubokém soustředění příliš jako vědomá si toho objektu, ale aby si spíš uvědomovala toho, že mysl si něco uvědomuje a neustále zůstala s tím uvědomováním. Jo?
Tak vše děkuju za všechno.
Yeah, she thanks for everything.
Okay.
No, okay.
So, with regard my meditation, I feel that the meditation is deeper and deeper. I am able to catch more and more objects. And I started with meditation with open eyes. And I was a little bit scared that I wasn't able to I will be able to catch these objects, but it's okay. And
yeah, but it's okay. Melon pui chao, tu a melo ye lo.
No, melon pui ayone yulo me yama so da me ya le.
Yeah, but oh, chime ane ni lo.
It's just habit, how you use the mind. Yeah.
I think for me, when I started temporarily the meditation with open eyes, I feel in deeper meditation as well. But as I said, I had a little bit some unclearings.
Mm.
I won't be able to catch, but it's okay.
Yeah, tu asal tu, tu o ne lochi le bar so tu aso yin na sik ka tei cha ti ma mho lo so ya da mae de ka ran a sin pye de ba ma ma pye ya lo lo ya yeah so do it
da ma de ka myel lo phwin le a shi ya myel lo pai le a shi ya
yeah he says then the mindfulness becomes strong whether you close or open your eyes. Then with eyes open, you don't lose mindfulness. Yeah.
And thank you for Seado for some information. I clarified some informations with regard to meditation practice and so on. Thank you very much.
To atomu máte čo machine are shin la ya re.
On říkal, že se bál jako.
Yes. Wow.
Okay, so I guess my meditation or my my mind is getting more stable, but my mornings are completely killed every day. I don't know why.
But not trying to guilty say pure
what?
Why guilty? Why guilt?
Killed, not guilty. Killed. It means like in the mornings till the noon.
Oh, killed.
I'm
I hear guilt.
I don't know how to express it more precisely. That I feel like I'm dead. I don't know if I have a bad night sleep or something. I'm very sleepy and.
No problem. Zombie.
So you feel dull, like a zombie.
Dull, like a zombie.
Zombie. Zombie.
Okay, living dead.
He said zombie. Yes, living dead. Yeah, just think of it that way. He said.
But
my sensation, change, experience the
Yeah. But he said, just accept that. This is the situation now. Yeah, this is how it is. That's all. You can be aware. That's
what I'm trying to do, to accept it.
Because
Takazama, Tongzang, Takazama,
more
Achille.
Most of us, when we wake up, you know, delusion is, there's more delusion than awareness, so we feel dull and like that, he says. And then as we continue to be aware, the mind starts to wake up and become more alert.
Okay, however, there is one notion that I've experienced here. I've been here in Javorje even before it started as a meditation center, when it was just an idea.
Sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
That we've been volunteering here in Javorje before it was built. Javorje is this meditation center.
You've been here 1 year before?
A few years before.
Okay.
I guess 2 years or something like that. Uh-huh. We've been a few times here.
Okay.
And there is some strange experience connected with this, because I can see a few things that we've contributed to make happen here. And it's somehow like I'm some sort of emotion, like melancholic or...
sentimental.
Sentimental, something like a connection with the object. With the place, yeah.
Right.
It's kind of strange, because I've been on a lot of retreats and I don't have this kind of connection. I came to some meditation center.
Other places.
And there was only this kind of experience that I'm like here. And when I came here, I can see a lot of these sentiments and feelings like this. Mm. I mean, when my mind grows stronger, it doesn't matter that much. Mm-hmm. In the evenings, but it's kind of strange. Okay. And maybe my question is, in a daily life, how could one detach from the memory that ones have to some place or to some people, and to be able to work with it?
Mm. Mm. Am I getting the right word? Is it sentimental?
Yeah.
Okay. Melancholic. Yeah. Okay. Tu ah di di chang ne tu set twae mu shi da ne paung ne 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 shi bi bo di ma tu ro ba ri le ma ti u le lou pe mu de tin ne a lo di chang ma la bro a thau yin ne tu a mye ne ne swi swi le phit de de ba chang le ma ti u de di ma ta khu khu phit khe la ba la ma ti u da mae ta cha chang ma tu ma phit u di chang ma a mye ai ma ne no line ai ne ne swi le phit de ညနေကျရင်စိတ်ကအားရှိလာရင်အဲ့လိုမဖြစ်ဘူးတဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒီ memory တွေမဖြစ်အောင်မလို့လုပ်ရမလဲတဲ့လူတွေပေါ်မှာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်နေရပေါ်မှာ
မဆိုင်ဘူးခံစားမှုခံစားမှုလိုပဲနားလည်အောင်လုပ
် Yeah Seattle says you cannot prevent memories from arising yeah but what you have to learn is to recognize that a feeling is just a feeling
thoughts are thoughts ဘာလို့ခံစားချက်ရှိလဲဆိုအတွေ့အကြုံရှိလို
့ Yeah you don't have to give them meaning but when we give them meaning then they have all these emotions associated with it the thoughts that you have are the ones that create these emotions
မဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်စရာမလိုဘူးဒါ object ပဲ object အနေနဲ့တုံးချရတယ
် There's no need to prevent something from arising like a memory because it's just an object yeah it's just another thinking mind
aware of this fact
yeah.
I'm just so curious about the process as it happens that I just
to be aware
I'm just trying to be aware
တကယ်လို့အကြောင်းသိလို့ရှိရင်တော့အဲအကြောင်းသိလို့မလုပ်ဖြစ်တော့ဘူးဆိုရင်တော့မတွေးဖြစ်တော့ဘူးဆိုခံစားကြရမလားတော့
Yeah if the mind understands the cause or some nature about what is happening the memory or the thought or the feelings he says then this may not arise like that anymore Or if it arises, it doesn't affect you in the same way. Yeah?
Yeah. To conclude, even after a few days, it just gets less and less intensive and it just doesn't
matter Yeah, when awareness and samadhi and wisdom are stronger, then all these don't affect us so much. Yeah, probably when you get to Javorje, then you have some thoughts about this place that bring up these feelings. Okay.
It seems that my questions will arise when I back home. But maybe I share one experience. A couple of days ago when I feel the awareness has momentum and there was feeling of equanimity quite strong, I wanted to do some experiment and because I take my camera because I've been aware more that the photographing actually is quite full of different cravings and defilements. There is a lot of wanting to see and wanting to take certain kind of pictures. It's very intensive looking of a certain object, beautiful object, or somehow different and that kind of. So I was interested to know how does mind react when there is no that kind of strong craving in the background. So I went to walk with camera, and it was really interesting because these objects, which are normally very, which I want to take photo, they wasn't not so interesting because there was some kind of equanimity. There's other things also where feels like same as interested. But I take some photos, and I try to look also intention why I take photo from this and not for that. And it was interesting that way that it doesn't arise not big feelings. It was like normally I in the mind there is a lot of judgments like oh that wasn't good at too much light or not beautiful and bad framing and that kind of. I take picture and that was that. And this was first time a very strong feeling or understanding that despite I have heard this many times, but now I understand that it's the beautiness of the object actually, it's not the quality of the object, but it's just quality of the mind.
To the di ashin ya la ro the di le kaung ni ro tu experiment ta khu lou ji me re tu a dat phong yai da wadana pa re tu a myin ne re dat phong yai de the ma lobha ri a myo myo shi de re tu a pon wa le hla me blo phi ya me ba nya ho ta ma tha re a myai be dat phong yai pho a lo the di ya ashin ya no ai ni ya tu a lobha ma shi dat phong yai da blo nei ma le lo chi jin ne so ro tu a camera lin ne lan twa shao de re sai ma sa sia kaung de re ဘာမှစိတ်ကအဲ့လောက်ကြီးလှတယ်လို့မလုပ်တော့ဘူးတဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေလည်းပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်မလုပ်ဘူးနောက်ပြီးတော့ဓာတ်ပုံတော့ရိုက်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အရင်တော့ဆိုရင်လည်းဓာတ်ပုံရိုက်ပြင်းလဲဟိုဝေဖန်ချက်တရားအများကြီးပဲဒါမီးများတယ်ဒါဟိုလိုဖြစ်တယ် framing လို့တော့မမှန်ဘူးဟိုမတက်ဘူးဒီမတက်ဘူးသူ့ကိုယ်သူဝေဖန်တာပေါ့ပိုကောင်းအောင်လို့အခုကျတော့ဓာတ်ပုံရိုက်လိုက်တော့လည်းရိုက်ပြီးသွားပြီးတော့အဲ့တော့အရင်တော့ပြောတာသာကြားတယ်တဲ့ဟိုအာယုံကကောင်းတာဆိုတာမရှိဘူးအာယုံရဲ့တဘာဝအယုံပဲဘာမှသူ့မှာကောင်းတာဆိုတာမရှိဘူးကောင်းတာဆိုတာစိတ်ထဲမှာပဲဆိုတော့ဘူးမှသူ့မြင်တယ
်လေ။ဒါလည်းဟာဆိုရင်ဒါလည်းမြင်ကွင်းကိုကြည့်စိတ်ကဘာအယုံပြု
တ် He says when we
ဒါလည်းလူထင်းတဲ့မြင်ကွင်းမဟုတ်ဘူ
း Think that something is beautiful what exactly are we looking at right ဟုတ်တယ်လို့ပဲပြော
ဘာကိုကြည့်နေ
What are we looking at
some idea which we have previously
the idea which I mean I think about the color
and most of the time he says the mind is looking at some color
and the
judgment in the mind that is beautiful comes from
no,
the
form to san na pong o pong san na pong na a myo myo da ho la le thin ne ho lo wa la le tat mat da form ye a ma concept ni be form ne color adika color
These are forms and colors.
And shapes. Not like you say, not like you say, not like you say, not like you say, not like you say.
He like looks at his mind. When his mind thinks something is beautiful, then he'll check what is the mind exactly looking at that the mind is saying is beautiful. And he notices again and again, mostly is the concept of color. Sometimes it's the shape or the form. Yeah, he says when we look at
drink and you know, very beautiful.
When we look at natural scenery, you know, and then we think it's beautiful, what is it that's attracting us? Like if it's the hills out there, you know, is the green or the blue? Or, and then he said, like, he went to the Grand Canyon and it felt amazing because it was so strange. It was not our usual shapes and forms, it was different shapes and forms. So the mind thinks it's beautiful, you know, so always it's. Some concept that the mind is paying attention to and the
beach toilet, beach I like but blue.
Yeah. When we like the beach, it's because the sea is so blue.
He said
something that we don't see all the time, right? Yeah.
But
But after a week, blue is just blue.
I'm a little bit boy on Amir. I'm a little bit hotter, my little bit more this man. Me, I'm a little bit more than that. Tu ma pio di ka?
Tu ma pio le?
Ba ma pio. La ba le ver tu pio. Ma mình nhàn nè, ngao mình nhàn, mình bơ lo khăn ra nè, mình tu lo nè cha, ta nè lao xin nè. Mình đi biên quyến chia la la la. Ma pio ye. Tu ho a pio a lo. Te ma pio ye a ma lo ma yo a. La le lo mình thấy nó.
He said when he went to the Maldives, he asked one of the waiters there. He asked him how long he had worked there. So the waiter had been working there a year, and he said, "Do you still find the sea beautiful?" And he says, the man was like a bit taken aback, and his answer was half-hearted. He was like, "It's beautiful," but Seattle said, "No, no, really. You know, don't just say it because, you know, you work here or something."
Customer, light side,
not just to make the customer feel good, but like, do you find it beautiful anymore? And he said the guy couldn't answer the question. He just wouldn't say anything.
But it's interesting also because...
that's why women make a look more colorful.
But the mind is aware. It's aware of a lot more details. And that's also the different object somehow. And that's what was a little different what I saw, because I saw the butterflies and flowers, and so one beautiful butterfly on the road, and I was look what is doing, and when I get to closer, I saw it. There was a piece of fox shit.
Fox and the, poop.
Yes,
okay.
Shit. That is animal.
Fox
and,
shit.
And the butterfly seems to suck from this device with this nose from this something. And I take some picture, but because this was very strange. Because normally I took pictures, beautiful flower and beautiful butterfly. That's shit and beautiful.
Take it off my shit.
Hey, Lepialia, Eri, Chidoani, to a sonne de Lobere, to so done. Carizo to a lava, you are a good two son in it. Ho. So he says you're taking a picture of the butterfly, but the background is a piece of fox poop.
It was on this piece of, and it sucked something from his nose from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. But maybe I ask one question because. Couple of days ago, I don't remember, was it that group or another group, there was talking about this, how Buddha has advised think every day for things.
Yeah.
It was death, doing metta.
Metta, death, well, that things are not beautiful. And Buddha knows qualities of the Buddha.
Qualities, yeah. And actually, that was the... asking if thinking about things which are not beautiful or ugly, regarding to this way to practice where we try to see things as they are, I just interesting to know what Buddha maybe mean that we have to think some things as ugly.
No, not ugly.
Or
ugly, not beautiful is not ugly.
All right.
Yeah, it's
neutral.
No. Atuba.
Asuba.
Balu nale amle re atuba.
Atuba lo kaung ne lo mthin.
Okay, yeah, so that things are not good in and of themselves, that they're not.
Ma byoe chin ne tin de dai ma tin de.
So I'm trying to find a word in English. That they are not
kaung ne lo mthin no.
Satisfactory, or they are not
no, ma chin na da.
There is a word for it.
Ma tin de lo kaung ne lo ma myin no.
Yeah, that you don't find it. That's not it. It's not an emotive word. It's a qualitative word.
Subha is nice.
Yeah, subha is that it's
nice,
good.
Nice,
you know,
good.
There is. It's wholesome.
Subha is.
But again, because the words get mixed up with the other meaning of wholesome, I can't use it.
Asubha is opposite.
Opposite. That things are not in and of themselves. Can I use the word perfect? Tin dere.
Cleaning is a nice way. Good, nice, great.
Could say that roughly. Just that, you know, there is a subtle meaning.
Opposite of this, yeah.
That it is suitable or something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah. That's what come to answer. I'm not thinking that how you
shoot that. So when
I'm
not thinking
that, but I'm not shit. So I'm not thinking
that. Yeah,
I shoot. Yeah, how I don't do that.
The in Asubha meditation. So for example, you take objects that remind you that life is not all beautiful. Like for example, we think that shit is not decent or not nice, right? So that is one. And then like the 32 parts of the body, when you just think of hair, like hair on a head seems beautiful, but when you see hair on the floor, it's not beautiful. So it's like separately, hair, teeth, you know, muscles, sinew, that kind of thing, saliva, that kind of thing, yeah.
What is the purpose of that kind of thinking? Not to attach or...
Yeah, to reduce attachment. But he said also in that, when he was speaking that day, that it's not suitable for all personalities. If someone is vain or they have a lot of ego, they may not be able to accept that kind of practice. Yeah. May not be beneficial for them.
Okay, and I also like to express my greatest thanks to very inspiring retreat. I've got a lot of confidence to take to home.
Yeah, he says when somebody trains very well, then they are very excited to go for the match.
Competition.
Yeah, for the competition. Yeah. Then when you get into the competition, then it's real. Get punched.
You are too big.
Yeah, he says you punch and they punch too. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to share three experience. The first one is that I find out that motivation of my mind many times is to be right. It means to be confirmed by herself or outside. And from that come up many thoughts, feelings, and so on. So, for example, now. So now I'm aware about that, so I will more explore about that.
Tu ba mi la le so sai ka mye man jin lo tu lout da ya ko man jin lo lout da ri mya de le upama ko ba ko 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 tu a ti mat ba pyu pyu tacha lu ba a ti mat ba pyu pyu di sait ne lout de a twa pi yin a twe ri yo khan sa mu ri yo a myo song la raw me de a ku pyo ni da la aw a lo myo na na a ti mya pyu khan jin na sait chi de de a lo da ri po chi me Everybody has this. We all In English we call it a need for approval. Yeah? We want approval. We want everyone to think we are nice or good and right.
Smart.
Yeah. Clever. Smart. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. 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 We don't want to be seen in a bad way. Yeah, we don't want
The second was the experience with the reading when I tried to at first be aware of the body, then be aware what I am hearing, that I am hearing, not what, but that I am hearing, that mind is hearing, and then that mind is seeing, and then that what is seeing has some story. So and then I start reading and also be aware about the story, and through that partly or time by time go back to the body, hearing and seeing, and then again to story, but still keep story going and reading. So it was like experience with that, and still there is a lot of effort to keep awe and awareness, and be aware about awareness.
Yeah.
So I fear there is like tense a little bit. But it's new experience and it's I think it's needed to be developed.
Developed, yeah. That's good. I go out at this answer a little bit. I'm do tolo yam.
Yeah.
Just slow and steady. He said if you always do it steadily, always do try consistently, you always do, he said it will become very natural. Yeah, I hope. When we know the mind, he says when you can recognize the mind, then it's very easy because then everything is done by the mind. And just so as so long as you know the mind, you know everything the mind is doing. So you become skillful. The important skill is to know the mind.
Yeah. Also a little bit maybe connecting with that, I got interesting experience when I were eating. I were aware about the how I am sitting, how I am, what I am seeing, what I am hearing, what I am tasting, smelling. Mm. But one woman came behind me, mm-hmm, and knocked on my
and shoulder.
Shocked. Because I wasn't aware about the rest of the world. I was just focused about this like
inside yourself.
Yeah. So I were. Is it okay? No. And then the consideration starts to again.
Yeah.
Like maybe I should be more aware about the rest of the world, even I'm like
aware
sitting.
Yeah.
ลั่นวาเลยเพราะฉะนั้นสึกอะเปลี่ยนลงมาไม่สิ้นซ่าทาอะตรึ้มแม่อยู่ทาแล้วอะแล้วไอ้เฉยมาตัวสึกอะเปลี่ยนลงมาไม่ติดเลยเนี่ยเนี่ยเนี่ยถ้าตัวสึกอะไอ้สึกตัวอเปลี่ยนลงมาไม่ติดล่ะเลยใต้มากางขึ้นเนี่ยแหละบอดี้เซนเซชั่นตัวก็ได้ป่าวดิอืมตัวตะกางเอาชอบป่าวสิเซนเซชั่นอะเลยติดเลยติดเลยแต่ว่าตัวอะเปลี่ยนลงมาไม่ติดอะเปลี่ยนป่าววินจินอายุปุ๊ดน่ะไม่นี่ล่ะไม่นี่แหละเออเปลี่ยนอ่ะล่
Yeah, he says in the beginning, it's like this. You know, we have more attention inside. But he says, don't worry, keep the attention inside. It's already difficult enough for us to keep the attention inside. So while you have it, do it. Because he says the mind will naturally go outside when it needs to. So while we are able to keep it inside, keep it inside as much as possible to gain momentum. And then the mind will naturally open up. The mind will find a balance slowly. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So my mind suffers. My mind suffers a lot because there is still very strong attachment to the self. So that my awareness is hopeless, let's say.
Who said your awareness is hopeless?
I don't know.
Maybe Adam.
He said maybe Adam. The mind is, you know, making itself suffer so much. Don't.
Awareness and do they matter? Awareness and the other one.
Yeah, he says everybody's awareness starts from zero. Nobody starts from hero. You know?
So
I have to be patient.
He said, please be patient. Yeah, don't even think it's good or bad, because it's not. He says, all we need in the present moment is the effort to be here. And it's not good or bad. It's just here. Yeah, he says judging ourselves is a mental habit that is quite hard for
very strong mental.
No, compare love.
And then he says we also compare ourselves to before or other people, and you know all this is very dukkha for the mind. Yeah, how dare it?
And I have noticed another thing that what am I doing? I still somehow create or produce the awareness, which is not natural. I'm trying to create awareness.
How do you mean?
That means that it's not natural, but I think that I am aware, but in fact I'm not aware.
Tu thabo de thabo chosa ra da bawa ma cha u re
oh
da me lu dai ya asa ma da bawa ma cha
ba bawa lu ma personal effort phit de chin ma nen nen lo ma cha de
yeah in the beginning it doesn't feel natural to anybody to be aware because that's not our habit, so it does feel quite artificial. And so you have to put up with it. The present moment is, it feels artificial, it's not natural, it's neither good nor bad, it's just, you know, and he said you have to wait for it. You just keep doing that. So it's just perseverance, like he said this morning. You just have to be patient and persevere, and then it will gain momentum. Mm-hmm. And then you see something else, but then you have to wait.
So to remind, ask myself if...
Just reminding yourself, do I know something? What do I know about myself?
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually, very simple. Not very difficult, not complicated. Just ask you, what do you know?
It seems to be very complicated.
Because you are judging what is, you are thinking this is not right, that is not right. Yeah, and you think it should be right straight away. You want it to be good, to be natural, to be skillful. But this is all greed in the practice.
So watch greed. So I should watch greed.
If you see it, you should watch it. You should know it. If something is happening in the mind, there's greed or aversion or whatever, we have to know it. You cannot pluck it out. You cannot take it away. So you have to know it.
But
you can do one thing, he says. Whenever you know something, be happy. It doesn't matter what you know. Be happy that you know. Happiness is a
knowing.
Yeah, he says that's what his teacher taught him when he was very small and he was like first try, like his teacher was teaching to meditate. Teacher said to him, if you know, then be happy. Oh, he said he was very happy that he's just trying to know something all the time.
Because
all he needed to do was know. So he was happy with that. He just went around knowing this or that or this or that. He didn't care what he knew, so long as he knew. He says from the very beginning, his teacher always emphasized knowing. You know, knowing is good. What does it feel like to know? You know, when you know, what is happening as it is, that's right view. Just so that you're very positive about knowing. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't think about the experience at all. His attention is completely on the knowing. Whatever experience,
good or bad, don't care. Just knowing is okay. That's it.
Then it's not difficult, he said.
And I have one practical, unusual question. And as I have very strong ego, it's a part of the practice to feel embarrassed a little bit and to watch it. I would like to ask regarding the farting in a public. As it is natural.
Yeah.
And sometimes our body requires this kind of relief, but it is considered to be very impolite in our
society,
culture.
Yeah.
So how to deal with it?
Silence. He said use a silencer.
Luda is standing there, you know.
He said,
probably them are standing there, probably machine standing there.
He said, most people are like that. They control the need to fart so that it comes out slowly, so that it doesn't, unless we're caught, so that it, unless we're caught unawares, you know, and suddenly it comes out. But.
Yeah,
because if we suppress these things, it can also make us feel very uncomfortable and we can be sick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a natural need for the body. Yeah. So we have to let it go. Yeah.
Okay.
Or he said, sit near the door.
Okay.
ငါလိုင်းဆောင်အရင်တော့ယောဂီတရားထိုင်ကလိုက်ကြည့်တယ်ယောဂီမျက်နှာညာဒေသာလိုက်ကြည့်ဒီမျက်နှာဒီဖွားဒီဖွားတိတ်ကြီးရမို့လေဒီတိလိုက်ရှင်မျက်နှာဆက်ချက်ရဲကနေရဲကနေပတ်ပြီးတော့တိတ်ပြီးတော့ထိုင်နေရှည်ဆုံးပါအရှည်ဆုံးပါအရှည်ဆုံးပါပဲထိုင်နေဆိုတော့နောက်မှသူ့မင်းကြီးမျက်နှာဘာလို့ရဲကနေရဲကနေဖြစ်သွားလဲဆိုတော့ဘာလဲအော်သူအီးပေါက်တိုင်းသူဟိုတာဖြစ်တယ်ဟိုအနောက်ကလူအာန
There was a nun at the center, and Seattle has this thing at usually about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he'll come and walk around the hall and he watched all the yogis' faces. And so there was this nun, she was sitting right in the front of the hall, you know, in the first row of yogis. And he said, every now and again, her face would turn pink. And then she was like, she was turning pink over and over again. So he said, like, that's really strange. So he asked her during the interview, why are you blushing over and over again while you're sitting? And she said, it's because she has a, like, you know, her body's tendency is she farts a lot. And she feels bad for the person sitting behind her every time. So then she's going red in the face, and then she's sitting, and after a while, her body is doing it again, and she's feeling uncomfortable, so she's, you know, going red in the face again. She's embarrassed. And he said, then what are you doing sitting in front of the hall? If you are so concerned, you know this is what your body does. He said, sit at the back of the hall. The door is wide open. You know, you don't have to sit in front. He says, then, you know, it's like we cause ourselves trouble because she's a nun. She thinks she should sit in the front of the hall. You know, so he's like, you know, make yourself... He says the ideas we hold in our head, you know, whether she wants to sit in the front of the hall or whether she thinks she should sit in the hall, he says, set yourself free. Do what you need to do to meditate. You know, why sit there? And then he says, the whole hour, all you're doing is worrying about whether you're going to fart or not, and you're not really getting
no samadhi. Any, if you have a samadhi, then finish, go.
Yeah,
now samadhi come, finish, go.
Dealing with her embarrassment all the time. He says, otherwise, people never think for themselves, you know. What's a better thing to do? Yeah. Yeah, in Asian society. Well, I would say particularly Burma, farting and burping is just like such a normal thing. I mean, if you hear the Americans when they come, it's like the Dharma hall is full of these sounds. You know, everybody is like, you hear it constantly. Paradise. Paradise. Paradise.
Open. Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, because it's freedom. He said, it is natural. There's nothing. If you go to some retreat centers, you know, they have silent environments and all that. He says, then the yogis have a lot of tension if they want to, if they have to blow their nose or something. They feel so self-conscious.
Very skillful, the silencer. Very skillful. This is also intention. If you can meditate long, man, so in Thailand.
Yeah.
Intention and action, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Intention and action, man. That's the
wow. And if you really want to be mindful, he said, if you really want to be mindful, even the very act of farting or burping, he says there's an intention. The mind actually has the intention, and then whether you control it or you don't control it, you know.
Control, muscle control, signal.
Yeah, like you control the muscles in your tummy or your anus or your rectum, whatever, you know. There's a control. And he says, for the Dhamma, nothing is good or bad, right? Even this is just nature, good or bad. So this is not bad either. You know, for like the Dhamma,
mental,
this is just
a
mental
process.
And
that's
physical
it.
Process. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah,
one could even understand cause and effect by just watching this process of farting or burping.
Silence that time, I'm not too.
So he says, are we going to use a silencer or a bazooka? It's up to us. He said, still the mind. It's the mind, its idea, what it thinks is okay. Sometimes he says the mind actually wants to, like, fart loudly, you know? Like, it feels like that will feel satisfactory. But it reflects our mental process, like our idea, what we think is satisfactory, and our intention, what we choose to do, you know. But it's still mind and body process, yeah.
Thank you very much.
I read the whole sutta about the man who was blowing his nose when Buddha was teaching.
What?
The whole sutta was.
เอาตุ๊ดตันตะคู่ชื่อเลยลูเตี่ยวกะเมษวาพยาเตียฮ้อยเนี่ยตัวตะฉิ่งลุนนาซีเนี่ยโลนาชี้เนี่ยเลยบ่เลยไอ้ตุ๊ดตันดีหาลุ๊ดตันมาติดต่ออูโลเปล่าเลยเนี่ยนาซีไอ้หมอหนาวเสร็จขึ้นมาสุลูดิเตียนายนาวเสร็จขึ้นไม่รู้เปล่าล่ะไม่รู้ก็ไม่ทราบ
He hasn't heard of the sutta, but maybe because if it's noisy then other people can't hear the sermon, yeah. It's like being considerate to others. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But the other boy, Yashida, number Lumu Ye,
Lumu Ye Yashida, the other boy, Yashida, Lumu Ye Yashida, Chini Cheng Gao Chi.
There are different levels. There are things that just at the level of Dhamma, you just. You know, you know it for what it is, the nature. But then there's also social consciousness, you know, and stuff like that. That's a different level of wisdom. Yeah, different. Yeah, they're different level. Where appropriate.
Yes.
When you come to Burma and meditate, it'll all be clear. He
says.
Yeah, you can't control any sound in Burma.
Yeah,
even if the Dhamma hall was quiet, he says the loudspeakers in the village are blaring music. Sometimes,
yeah.
When people die, they put on a loudspeaker. When they get married, they put on loudspeakers. When they have a dana, they have a loudspeaker. Yeah, and then there is actually a religious ceremony, a religious like practice where they recite the 24 causes and effects called the patana, and they call it a 24-hour non-stop patana reading, and they blare it over the loudspeaker for days. So they will have different teams of people, but they will continue to read. They will not stop, and they put it over the loudspeaker for the whole village. And they think this is a good, you know, it's a wholesome thing because everybody is listening to the Buddha's teachings. And it's really loud.
But
and even when you're sleeping, you know, it's day and night, I mean, if we are thinking of social consciousness, we would think, do it in your own, you know, do it in your own, this thing. Don't put it on the loudspeaker for four villages to hear all at once, you know. But no, the thinking is not like that there. You know, when people sleep, they just go to sleep. It doesn't matter if it's...
America yogi, Western yogi, Burmavila, Atom, Patma, through Pyatana, Achizam, Atam.
Yeah, so American yogis, particularly when they come to Burma, their biggest problem is noise, because it's very noisy in Burma.
I mean, swimming line, no, yeah. Right attitude, right there.
But in Shui Umin, it's fine because he keeps telling them to have the right attitude.
Now, Chawa, Yawa, some don't know what you're going.
And from watching their aversion, you know, after a while, they get used to it. Yeah, the aversion goes down, they get used to the sound.
Atam Pelu Miao, Amara Kitty Nowesh, Payama, Atam Pelu Mamiya.
We can't get rid of the objects, the sense objects. We can't get rid of sound or seeing or smelling or tasting or touching. But what we can work with is our defilements. You know, we can watch our defilements. Make the defilement.
Okay. Yeah. Silence like Gong Chen Hai, yeah.
He says so. Practice silencer well. Silencer.
James Bond already.
Like James Bond, he said.
Okay, to be honest. Okay, yeah.
Bibi?
Bibi.
Okay.
Tata. Okay, see you tomorrow.